We had some startup problems, as I'm sure a lot of Petersburg is aware, when they saw our pin drifting around in Frederick Sound, and that was probably mostly my fault. We dropped 4,000 pounds of concrete, but that was not enough in that area. You know, it's not a site that we would normally pick to stick a net pin. We have 115 net pins in the water, and the only one that gave us trouble was the one right there in front of you.
Was that tides and wind?
It was tides and bottom conditions, probably more than anything else. Looking at the chart, I was nervous about the steepness and the rockiness of the bottom there, and made a tactical error. Went with concrete blocks. They're cheap and easy and fast, but they're not really anchors. And you know, once they started moving downhill, they just kept going. So, you know, thanks to some quick response, we got it back into position with some real anchors and lost, you know, a portion of that first during the push back in that extreme current. Some of the fish got trapped in the fold of the net, and we lost, we think, about 80,000 of the 200,000 that went in. But fortunately, we had a very good year at the hatchery itself, and had an additional 80,000. It's hard to call them extras. They would have been released at Blind Slough. We were able to move them out to City Creek without dropping below the production goal. The production goal at Blind Slough is 600,000, and we're actually still going to release close to 650,000, and still got up to the 200,000 at City Creek. And the good news is they're going to be released tomorrow night, and our goal for this whole project was to get a 25-gram fish, and we just sampled today. That's what we have, 25.5 grams, and you know, that's a big hurdle. So we're actually, despite some startup problems, which in a way are anticipated in a new project, the end result we're pretty happy with.
They grew well in that spot and didn't get eaten or anything? Or
no, I was concerned about the sea lions, and they were never a problem. They grew as well as we could have anticipated. It's a little bit colder there. You know, most of our operations are in the more southern areas, and we had slightly warmer water, but it was warm enough at City Creek, and certainly much warmer than the fresh water at the hatchery.
And didn't get taken out by icebergs, I assume.
No icebergs.
There was a lot of ice this year coming by. But,
yeah, that was another thing that had me a little nervous. You know, this site is definitely different. But again, you know, we're going to release 150 million fish this year, region wide, and the biggest problem we had was right there in front of Petersburg.
Okay. Well, it's a new program, so that's...
Yeah,
that's
but again, the end result we're pretty happy with. We achieved what we hoped for, which was 200,000 25-gram fish released at that site. So we'll wait and see.
Very first returns from those could be back in, 2 years? Or?
Yeah, you could see some two-ocean fish in 2 years. They will be probably 8 to 10-pound fish. The bulk will be back in 3 or 4 years.
Okay, and there aren't any plans for a 2015 rearing there, right?
There are no eggs for 2015, but we are planning to resume in 2016 and 17.